Today, the church celebrates Tuesday of the 31st week in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 14, verses 15 to 24. One of those at table with Jesus said to him, "Blessed is the one who will dine in the kingdom of God." He replied to him, "A man gave a great dinner to which he invited many. When the time for the dinner came, he dispatched his servant to say to those invited, 'Come, everything is now ready.' But one by one they all began to excuse themselves. The first said to him, 'I have purchased a field and must go to examine it. I ask you, consider me excused.' Another said, 'I have purchased 5 yoke of oxen and am on my way to evaluate them. I ask you, consider me excused.' And another said, 'I have just married a woman, and therefore I cannot come.' The servant went and reported this to his master. Then the master of the house, in a rage, commanded his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town, and bring in here the poor and the crippled, the blind and the lame.' The servant reported, 'Sir, your orders have been carried out, and still there is room.' The master then ordered the servant, 'Go out to the highways and hedgerows, and make people come in that my home may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited will taste my dinner.'" A few years ago, there was a Super Bowl ad for the Chevy Silverado pickup truck. In just over 30 seconds, the ad shows a man using his truck to save his young, accident-prone son named Tommy from 5 different life-threatening situations. First, it shows the dad pulling Tommy out of a deep well using his truck and a winch. Next, it shows someone telling the dad that Tommy is stuck in a cave. Then it shows the dad pulling home a hot air balloon that is a few yards off the ground, presumably with Tommy in the basket. The fourth scenario shows the dad carrying Tommy as he runs down a dock, asking his son how he got into the belly of a whale. And finally, it shows the dad running from his house toward his truck and calling back to his wife saying, "I didn't even know this town had a volcano." In our gospel reading today, Jesus tells a parable about a man who invited people to a dinner, but they are too busy to come. He dispatches his servants to find others, but the home is still far from full. So the man dispatches his servants again to keep inviting people until the home is full. That's the way it is with God. Just like the man in the parable and just like the father in that ad, God continually seeks us out to save us and to invite us to his heavenly home. Sometimes we refuse the invitation because we're too busy or too focused on other things. Sometimes it's because we find ourselves in situations that keep us from accepting the love of God. But God is persistent in his attempts to rescue us from sin and danger. May we cooperate with the grace of God in our lives, that we may reach out in our need and find ourselves one day at the eternal banquet of heaven.